Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this very same time, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day, we will talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Fred Hall of ISU Extension and Outreach, and we will talk with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to Maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. In studio with me this morning, Fred Hall of ISU Extension Outreach. Good morning, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for the invite, Tom. I always appreciate coming out and being able to talk about what the Dairy Extension is doing here in Northwest Iowa.
And speaking of what the Dairy Extension is doing in Northwest Iowa, you guys have a webinar coming up next week that we want to talk about.
Absolutely. You know, when the COVID pandemic became a thing, we said there's still a need for educational programming. We can't do it live. So this new thing called webinars and Zoom. So they taught this old dog a new trick, and now I'm the one who coordinates these webinars. This one coming up on February 5th, it's a noon to one program, as all of our monthly programs are, is on cybersecurity and AI on the dairy farm.
Well, you know, and AI especially is the new buzz phrase for everything, but just give me a little thumbnail. How does AI work on the dairy farm?
Well, first of all, it's not artificial insemination. That's, I always got to clear the air on that one.
Especially for old guys like me, who that's what AI that meant in the dairy industry.
For 50 years, that's what it meant. Now, what is happening is a lot of our communication between technologies is an AI base. Mm-hmm. For instance, our Fitbits for cows, it takes the data that they collect from the cow and sends it up in the sky.
In the cloud, so, yeah.
And then it comes down to Stockholm, is processed back to the cloud and then to the computer at the dairy.
Okay.
And all that information.
Let's back up a minute to you had me with Fitbits on cows. That's not something I'm familiar with. Fitbits on people, yeah. Well, Fitbits on cows, I'd never heard of that before.
Same principle. We put a button in their ear, and we measure how much rumination, duodenal temperature, where they move. You know, are they going to the feed bunk? Are they laying down? And we can run that through the algorithm, and boom, this cow's not doing it the way she always does. Let's go find out what's wrong.
So, I'm guessing that is an early indication of a potential problem.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I carry our cows at Iowa State Dairy. Mm-hmm. I am connected to the cow manager is what it's called. And I can tell when cows are coming into estrus about 14 hours before they show any signs, just because they don't approach the feed, they don't lay down as much, they're moving more than they normally do. And it's kind of cool. I mean, you can also identify illness, you know, when a cow is not feeling well. The one that just intrigues me the most is if a cow's going lame, it affects how she walks and how much she walks, and that pops really easily on herd manager.
I find that very interesting. This gives you all this information. However, the farmer, the cattleman, still needs to understand what that information means, because the information itself is basically useless unless you know how to translate that to the real world.
Yeah, there's two sides. You've got to understand what the statistics on the screen are telling you, but we're never going to completely get rid of having somebody walk in the barn and look at a cow. Because mm-hmm. there's a million reasons why this particular thing can happen. And putting eyes on the cows, understanding what's they're supposed to look like versus what it's looking like now, that's always going to take a highly skilled professional caretaker.
And the beautiful thing about the AI, yes, you still have to go and walk through the barn and make sure, you know, eyeball everything. But you don't, with the AI, you're sort of doing that all the time instead of just once a day or twice a day or every couple of hours, what have you.
Exactly. When you get that checklist printed out, some guys do once a day in the morning, some guys do twice a day, but that gives you a place to start, you know, and that saves a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. And it's not like there's anything else to do on a farm.
Well, there's always a million things, but getting the cow care right
yeah.
gets healthy cows, happy cows, more milk. And
yep.
we're all about getting more milk.
If healthy cows, happy cows, more milk, and hopefully more profit, which is what everybody's after.
Yeah, sometimes that doesn't always happen, but that's the intent.
All right. Fred, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Fred Hall right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town here with Fred Hall of Iowa State University Extension. And we're talking about the dairy cattle webinar that's coming up next week. That would be Wednesday, is it? Okay, whoops, let me push the right button so they can hear you.
Yeah, Wednesday, February 5th will be the program. It's from 12 noon to 1. Cybersecurity is a big part of it, and we're blessed to have Alexis Stevens. She is a farm management specialist who also works very heavily in how does this instant communication affect farms.
Well, and this was my question with cybersecurity. You think about that in a lot of businesses and industries, but it's not something that I had contemplated having to do with farms. So What does the cybersecurity aspect do for the dairy farmer?
Well, there's two really good examples that point this out. So much of the data we collect has to go someplace else to be processed and then come back to the dairy. And we've had a couple instances where some creative malcontent boomed and all of a sudden the data wasn't coming back or was misaligned. So that's the first thing. The other thing is we're seeing so much in our agronomy side, you know, tractors that drive themselves.
Right.
Well, imagine if somebody played with those coordinates. Yeah, that can make a lot of bad things happen.
You know, I often think of hackers, if they would spend as much time and creativity on trying to make the world a better place, or even with a job of some kind, they could be extremely successful and wealthy.
Absolutely, but that's not what they elect to do. So preventing cyber attacks or guarding for them is a big part of this cybersecurity. And there's lots of everyday things that Alexis will talk about that we maybe don't even think of.
Mm-hmm.
I used to leave my phone with Cow Manager open on my desk and come back 30 minutes later after doing something else. Man, if somebody wanted to, they could have really screwed that up. So we're starting to take better care of how we handle data.
Well, and all that data, much like the business data that is up on my computer screen throughout the course of the day, that is basically confidential information.
Absolutely. You know, because of what my skill set is, I work with a lot of producers on enterprise budgets and work with bankers, and we don't want that information all over. So we have a real strict protocol on how I handle producer data.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And the artificial intelligence, one thing I want to say about that, the artificial intelligence as it applies to the dairy farmer, I find it's fascinating, and I can absolutely see the benefit of that. However, sometimes with some of the people I deal with, it seems like the more artificial intelligence takes over, the less human intelligence is exhibited.
That sure seems to be the case. I also lecture on campus, and I'm always amazed when I scan papers that come in that you can tell which one of them have been written or at least originated for an AI, because it intrigues me when I see the words I penned coming back at me.
Yeah. Oh, there's no such thing as plagiarism. Anyway, that's coming up Wednesday at noon. Do folks need to sign up in advance?
Yes, they do. They need to go to our website, click on the button, or go to Farm Cybersecurity, Google that, and it'll pop right up. Register online, there's no charge, and then we send you a link, and you can click on that and attend the program.
Absolutely, and that's coming up Wednesday from noon to 1, so dairy farmers, take advantage of that. Fred, thank you for coming in this morning. I do appreciate it. I found this fascinating, this whole subject, and as we were talking during the break, I'm a town kid. I was raised in town, but I still find this use of technology and the way you're putting it to use just fascinating. So,
well, we invite producers, whether they're dairy, beef, poultry, or just somebody who has an interest, to go ahead and register. We'd love to have them attend.
All righty, thanks, Fred. Fred Hall, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and I will be back right after this.
Enjoy the train station in Alton and Shelton as both locations continue to serve delicious food, creations, and, as always, amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menu of appetizers, homemade pizza, steaks, and to bring you back for the return trip. The train station in Alton and Shelton. Shelton, now open 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Facilities, yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio. Talk of the Town is brought to you every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 by these fine sponsors. Corner Discount in Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, by Maintainer Corporation, and by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. Join us again tomorrow morning for Talk of the Town right here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio.